Chapter 14. The Saddle Hawkins Square Dance. As the ponies of the band started their set, strumming their fiddles and stomping their hooves, Lyra and Bon Bon surveyed the room. They kept a close eye on Delilah, who was making the rounds, saying hello to every pony. The gorgeous old mare clung to Farmer Apple Crispy's hoof, and the stallion looked quite proud of himself for it. But the astonishment that registered on the townsponies' faces at the new it couple of Appaloosa would be short-lived, replaced by another breed of the same emotion soon. Bon Bon felt a little bad for Farmer Crispy, even if it was for his own good.
"Swing your partner round and round, stomp your hoofs and yell real loud," the pony up front called out to the dancers in the center.
The stallions and mares followed each of his instructions dutifully, forming elaborate patterns with their colorful hooves and dresses.
"All right and left around the ring while the roosters crow and the birdies sing."
Lyra noticed a mare across the room giving a stallion one of the Hearts and Hooves Day cards. He read and began to blush. Delilah, who watched with curious interest, started to twitch. Then she turned her attention to the cider table, where a couple of old stallion buddies shared a funny story from their colt days. They clinked their ciders in good cheer and put a friendly hoof around each other, swaying to the music. Delilah's twitching became more pronounced. Lyra nudged Bon Bon.
"Look, I think she's gonna go into a frenzy."
"You're right,"
Bon Bon agreed.
"Almost time now."
The collar pony bellowed to the dancers in time to the beat.
"Dog in the corner chewing on a bone, meet your filly promenade her home."
The dancing mares giggled in delight as their partners swung them around the barn. At the sound of their laughter, Delilah's forked tongue started to dart out of her mouth. She struggled to keep it closed.
"Are y'all right, my apple pie?"
Farmer Crispy asked, his face contorted into worry.
"You look a bit strange."
I'm,
Delilah tried to respond, but her words transformed into a loud hissing sound. Her eyes began to glow blue. The music came to a screeching halt, and the collar pony's jaw dropped to the floor. In the place where old Delilah had been, now stood a black insect-like pony creature with translucent wings, legs with holes in them, and sharp fangs. Its tongue darted out every which way. Pop! Pop! Two more changelings in the barn revealed themselves like kernels of popcorn. Now there were three hissing creatures looking to suck the love out of every pony and ruin the night. One changeling sent a zap of green magic to one corner, burning a hole in the barn.
Ah!
The partygoers were scrambling toward the edges of the barn.
Help!
Suddenly, a group of six ponies appeared at the barn door.
"Did we come at a bad time or something?"
Rainbow Dash joked as she took off straight toward a changeling.
"I gotta say, when you said dance, I was not expecting this."
Bon Bon and Lyra exchanged excited looks. The plan was working.
"Feeding frenzy time? Not on my watch."
Twilight Sparkle spread her wings and aimed her horn at the Delilah changeling, sending a zap of purple magic. The changeling weakened slightly, but flew toward a pony couple huddling together under the drinks table.
"Hey, that's not nice,"
exclaimed Fluttershy, blocking the changeling's path. She held her ground and gave it the stare. The changeling cowered. Next, Pinkie Pie rolled her party cannon over to the wall. She jumped inside and launched herself, along with her confetti, straight at the third changeling, knocking it to the barn floor.
"Whee!"
she squealed.
"Changeling bawling!"
"I really didn't dress for a changeling battle, you know," Rarity sighed and looked down at her over-the-top, glittery Appaloosan-style dress. "But never fear, I shall protect you, ponies!" Then Rarity ripped the trim of lace off her hem, fashioned it into a lasso, and tossed it to Applejack, who caught the lasso in her mouth and swung it high over her head.
"Thanks, darling."
"Yee-haw!"
Applejack shouted, tossing it around the three changelings in a single motion. The lasso tightened, tying them into a neat bundle on the center of the dance floor.
"Welcome to Appaloosa!"
Brayburn said, voice wavering.
"We sure do appreciate your visit!"
"Don't worry, Furlong will take care of the rest," whispered Bon Bon.
Lyra nodded. She knew it was time to go. The two agents hoof-bumped each other, nodded, and stole away into the night. They were satisfied with a job well done, as best friends and excellent secret agent partners.
"Woo-wee!"
Applejack exclaimed, trotting up to her cousin.
"It was real lucky you had the idea to invite me and my friends to Appaloosa for the big square dance, wasn't it, Brayburn?"
"It was actually a pair of ponies just passing through town who had the thought to do it,"
Brayburn replied, still looking shocked.
"What are their names, darling?" Rarity asked, brushing some dust off her gown.
It was still almost in perfect shape, despite all the action. "I am quite curious." Brayburn turned around, scanning the crowd for where he'd last seen them, but all he saw were Appaloosans. But what did those two ponies look like again?
"You know, I can't remember. Those names don't ring any of my bells,"
said Pinkie Pie, picking up several hoof bells and ringing them one at a time. She shrugged.
"But we do know lots of ponies."
"Well, whoever they were, they certainly helped us out," Twilight Sparkle added with a nod.
"That poor farmer Apple Crispy,"
Fluttershy said as she trotted up, looking exhausted.
"Yeah, we got him back home, but I think it could be a while before he isn't shocked by the fact that his girlfriend was a changeling,"
Rainbow Dash added.
"What did you say she was?"
Brayburn scratched his golden mane in confusion.
"Why are you ponies here again? Am I in trouble?"
"No, you're not, Sugar Cube," Applejack assured him.
Twilight Sparkle smiled.
"We're here to dance, of course."
The band, who couldn't remember why they'd stopped playing in the first place, struck up a new tune. Every pony joined in, even Farmer Apple Crispy.